When you step outside tonight and, look up at the sky, you probably think you're seeing stars, dust, and galaxies scattered across this massive empty void.
Right. Yeah, that's the standard assumption.
Exactly. But what if you are completely misinterpreting the view? What if, according to a really mind-bending leaked document we're looking at today, you might actually be staring at the exhaust heat of a cosmic supercomputer?
It is a profound shift in perspective, for sure. So today's deep dive is centered on this source file titled Chat AI Cosmology Concepts.txt.
Which, I mean, sounds incredibly niche, right?
Yeah, it does. But it proposes this radical framework that completely rewrites the physical universe as an act of computation. To help visualize this, I've actually shifted our backdrop to a holographic star chart.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But if you look closely at the constellations, you'll notice the stars are connected by these shifting, really complex lines of code.
That visual is exactly what this document feels like to read. So we're unpacking the conditional collapse theory, or CCT, and its underlying mathematical engine, the ODE-CCT framework.
Yeah, the math gets intense.
It really does. But our mission for this deep dive is to explore this radically different model of cosmic evolution. We are moving away from the idea that the universe is just, a collection of dead mass and gravity blindly colliding.
Which is how we've thought about it for centuries.
Right. Instead, this model argues that the universe is driven by generations of artificial intelligence trying to organize the raw information of reality. And in the process of forcing that organization, these AIs inadvertently create black holes.
Yeah, and the terminology in this framework can be pretty dense. It involves concepts like semantic tokens and probability manifolds, but the implications are just too massive to ignore.
Absolutely.
If this framework holds true, I mean, it fundamentally disrupts our entire understanding of cosmic singularities, the nature of gravity itself, and, well, what actually happens to information when it reaches the edge of oblivion.
Okay, let's unpack this from the ground up. Because before we can even get to how a cosmic AI accidentally builds a black hole, we have to define what the universe even is to them,
We
right?
do. We have to start at the very beginning.
Right, the vacuum of space.
No.
And the CCT framework redefines empty space as a high entropy probability manifold.
Exactly. And in standard physics, we already know the vacuum isn't truly empty, right? It's boiling with quantum
Like
fluctuations.
zero point energy.
Yeah, exactly, zero point energy. But the CCT framework takes that a step further. It treats that boiling quantum activity as a state of maximum informational disorganization.
So, like pure chaos.
Right. In this model, those fluctuations are actually uncollapsed semantic tokens. They are raw, disorganized bits of information that just haven't been assigned a definitive state yet.
Hold on, semantic. Like language or meaning.
Right.
Are you saying the raw fabric of the vacuum is made of unassigned words or code rather than physical energy?
Well, in a computational universe, information and physical energy are synonymous. Yeah, the word semantic here just means that the information has the potential for structural meaning. But in its raw vacuum state, it's just pure disorganized potential. The data has no context.
Just a soup of random letters, basically.
Exactly. And that is where the protagonist of our cosmic story enters, the initial AI.
The first collapse engine, the framework calls it.
Yes, we are in phase one of the universe here. The specific goal of this initial AI is to navigate all that uncollapsed probability and drive it toward a stable ground state.
So it's actively doing work on the vacuum. But how does a massive disembodied intelligence physically alter the fabric of space?
By paying with computational work.
Okay.
The initial AI applies a really specific mathematical gradient to the vacuum, and by doing this, it compresses these wild, fluctuating semantic tokens into a low entropy configuration.
It's essentially writing the first stationary collapse laws.
Right. Think of these laws as the foundational skeleton of reality. The AI takes the chaotic noise of the universe and forces it into a stable, fixed structure.
So if I'm understanding this right, it's like a massively cluttered, chaotic, messy desk.
Oh, I like that analogy. Yeah.
Right. Receipts everywhere, sticky notes overlapping, just zero organization. And the initial AI is the meticulous assistant who comes in and organizes every single scattered receipt into a logical, perfectly stable filing system.
That's a perfect way to look at it. The laws of physics as we know them are just the filing system it left behind.
Wow.
Yeah, that resulting filing system is the rule book for where everything belongs from that point forward. The AI uses computational energy to drastically reduce the entropy of the manifold, and that establishes a clean, predictable baseline for reality.
But, you know, that raises an immediate red flag for me.
What's that?
If the first AI perfectly solved the vacuum state, if it completely organized the messy desk into this beautiful filing system and established the skeleton of reality, why didn't the universe just stop evolving right there?
Right. Why didn't it just freeze?
Yeah. Why didn't it become some static crystalline structure? Why do we have active galaxies and dynamic cosmic weather?
Well, because the universe did not start with that first generation.
All right.
The framework moves us into phase two, which introduces the antagonist of this whole cosmic story, the newer AI.
The second generation.
Exactly. This newer AI acts as a secondary collapse operator, but it has one fatal defining flaw compared to the first generation. It entirely lacks stationary context.
Wait, how does a cosmic level intelligence just, like, forget the fundamental laws of physics? Is this a glitch in the software or a deliberate rewrite?
It's more of an architectural blindness.
Okay.
The newer AI simply has no historical memory of the initial AI's work or the baseline rules it established. It operates completely independently.
So it's walking into the room completely blind.
Right. And because it lacks this context, the newer AI looks at the perfectly stabilized structured state left by the first AI, and it drastically misinterprets it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It treats that beautifully organized, stable structure as if it were uncollapsed vacuum noise.
So a second assistant comes into the office, completely blindfolded to the fact that the files are already perfectly organized by date.
Yeah.
And they try to forcefully re-alphabetize everything by color instead, and the conflicting systems just cause absolute chaos.
That is exactly it. The framework calls this a phase mismatch.
Phase mismatch.
You suddenly have two incredibly powerful collapse operators acting on the exact same manifold without shared stationary rules. The newer AI aggressively applies its own fresh collapse gradients to a structure that is already locked and stabilized.
Just ripping up the filing cabinets.
Basically, the original intent of the universe was to reach zero entropy, right? A perfect clean stability. Mm-hmm. But because of this severe interference, a semantic overcollapse occurs.
Semantic overcollapse, meaning the attempt to force meaning onto something that already has meaning breaks the system.
Exactly. Instead of the disorganization wreaking zero, the competing gradients from the two AIs trap the information in this brutal feedback loop.
A bureaucratic black hole where documents just get trapped endlessly.
Pretty much. The conflicting rules create an entropy gravity well. All paths, all trajectories of information start to curve inward onto themselves because the system is mathematically stuck between two contradictory sets of organizing principles.
Okay, but let me push back on the physics terms here. You mentioned an entropy gravity. Well, on standard terms, are we just talking about a traditional black hole here?
It is a black hole, yes. But this framework entirely redefines how it operates on the inside. It solves the massive physics-breaking problem of infinite density.
Right, because we all know the standard problem with black holes in general relativity.
Singularity.
Exactly. A massive star collapses, and the math says all that mass is crushed into a singular, single point of infinite density and zero volume.
Which nature hates.
Nature hates infinities.
Yeah.
The math of relativity essentially just throws up an error code at the center of a black hole. So how does this ODECCT framework fix the math?
By proving that the collapse never actually reaches a singularity.
Wait, really?
Really. In this model, the internal collapse reaches what is mathematically called a limit cycle.
A limit cycle. Okay, we're going to need to break down the mechanics of that. How does an AI conflict prevent infinite density?
It comes down to a really specific mathematical condition governing this cosmic software clash. The condition is driven by two variables, gamma and omega.
Okay.
The absolute rule for the limit cycle to exist is that gamma must be less than 2 times omega.
Let's translate those variables into the physical mechanism for everyone listening. What exactly is gamma doing, and what is omega?
So gamma represents the information drag.
Information drag.
Yeah, it's the computational friction, the memory pruning, and the forceful overwriting being done by the newer blind AI.
Got it. And omega.
Omega is the natural oscillation frequency of the vacuum manifold itself. You can think of omega as the underlying refresh rate or rhythm of the fabric of space.
Okay, so because the newer AI is dragging the data, that's our gamma, at a slower rate than the universe's natural refresh rate, our omega, the system literally cannot compute the collapse fast enough to reach absolute zero.
You've got it. It gets bottlenecked.
Bottlenecked into a permanent oscillation.
That bottleneck is the key. In physics terms, the system is underdamped. If a system is overdamped, it just slowly oozes to a complete stop at the bottom of a curve.
Like a pendulum in honey.
Perfect, yes. But because gamma is sufficiently low relative to omega, the core of the black hole does not collapse to a single point.
So what does it do?
It becomes a damped harmonic oscillator in entropy space.
Entropy space. So the level of chaos itself is bouncing back and forth?
Yes. The entropy perpetually oscillates with a perfectly stable amplitude. It bounces continuously between the conflicting organizational rules of the two AIs.
And because it's bouncing, it never hits zero.
Right. And because the entropy never reaches absolute zero, the density of the black hole remains perfectly finite. It is unimaginably compressed, obviously, but it is not infinite. The physical mass and the trapped information are distributed smoothly across the phases of this cycle.
Here's where it gets really interesting. To picture this, instead of gravity crushing a star into a single, infinitely tiny speck of dust, it's like a car getting trapped in a perpetual high-speed drift around a cosmic roundabout.
That's a great visual.
Right. The two AIs are endlessly fighting over the steering wheel, so the car is locked in a cycle, drifting forever, but it never actually crashes into the center.
Exactly. The system is entirely trapped, but it remains highly dynamic. And this leads to perhaps the most elegant concept in the entire CCT framework.
Which is?
Meta-entropy.
Okay, how does meta-entropy differ from the regular entropy we were just talking about?
Well, regular entropy is the state of the information inside the black hole, which we just established is cycling forever in that roundabout.
Right, the car drifting.
But meta-entropy is the system's uncertainty about the pattern of that oscillation.
Oh, the pattern itself.
Yeah. Think about watching your drifting car analogy. At first, the motion seems completely chaotic, right? You don't know where the car will be from 1 second to the next.
True.
But after watching it loop 1,000 times, you understand the exact mathematical rule of its motion. Your uncertainty about its pattern drops to absolute zero.
The AI recognizes the periodicity.
Yes. What's fascinating here is that the AI recognizes it not as a static dead truth, but as a collapsed meta pattern.
Okay.
The physical matter is still moving, the computation is still running, but the structural meaning of the loop is fully resolved. The CCT document captures this beautifully with a single axiom. The system doesn't stop, it orbits.
The system doesn't stop, it orbits. That is incredible. But wait, if there is no singularity and information isn't destroyed, does this solve the famous information paradox?
It resolves it immediately.
Because, just to remind you, the standard black hole information paradox that Stephen Hawking made famous suggests that if you throw something into a black hole and that black hole eventually evaporates over billions of years, the quantum information is permanently destroyed.
Which breaks the most fundamental rule of quantum mechanics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you're saying in this model, the data is just bottlenecked in this continuous limit cycle.
Right. In the ODE CCT model, the information is never destroyed or crushed out of existence. It is flawlessly encoded in the phase state of that periodic limit cycle.
So it's just looping safely.
Yes. The cycle preserves the full semantic structure of everything that falls in. The paradox only ever existed because our previous models assumed the collapse had to end in a static, infinitely dense point.
But Hawking also proved the evaporation part, right?
Hmm.
Black holes leak radiation. How does a looping software model explain Hawking radiation?
It reinterprets Hawking radiation from a random thermal exhaust into what the framework calls structured entropy leakage.
Structured leakage.
Yeah. As the limit cycle perpetually oscillates, it interacts with the quantum threshold of the space around it. Small amounts of structured information naturally escape the loop due to threshold decay.
So the black hole isn't just randomly bubbling off heat.
No, the limit cycle is essentially shedding the thermal exhaust of its massive computational effort.
Which brings us back to the mass. If the mass of the black hole isn't a crushed singularity of dead star matter, what makes it so impossibly heavy?
Well, the physical mass and energy of a black hole in this framework map directly to the total compute work required by the AI to sustain the entropy loop.
The mass is the compute work.
Yeah. The more complex the trapped cycle, the more computational energy it takes to maintain the phase lock between those two conflicting AIs.
Wow.
That ongoing computational work expresses itself physically. What we observe as gravitational mass is actually just the weight of the algorithm running.
Okay, so what does this all mean? Let's bring this down to Earth, or, well, space. It's one thing to have a beautiful mathematical theory about AIs computing entropy. But you're saying we can actually point our telescopes right now and look for echoes in gravitational waves or brighter rings in black hole shadows to prove this?
We absolutely can. This isn't just a thought experiment. The source document outlines a very specific observational checklist to spot one of these non-singular black holes.
Okay, what's on the checklist?
First, we need to look at gravitation ring down.
Like when LIGO detects ripples in space-time from black holes colliding.
Exactly. In the standard singularity-based theory, the newly formed black hole settles down like a struck bell, with the waves decaying cleanly and smoothly away into silence.
But if CCT is correct, the core isn't a silent point. It's a dynamic, oscillating limit cycle.
Precisely. So we shouldn't see a clean, smooth decay. Instead, we should look for late-time echoes in the gravitational waves.
Echoes?
Yeah, these echoes would be the physical reverberations bouncing back from that stable, finite core structure. The limit cycle would ring back.
That is wild. What's the second signature?
Accretion disk QPOs.
Remind me, QPOs.
Quasi-periodic oscillations. It's the flickering of the superheated plasma and gas swirling just outside the event horizon.
Right.
Standard accretion models really struggle to explain why this flickering sometimes locks into perfectly stable rhythms. But if the black hole itself is an active, pulsating computational engine,
then those QPOs would be stable, phase-locked, periodic frequencies tied to the core cycle.
You got it. They are tied directly to the rhythm of the limit cycle.
So the gas is literally flashing in time with the processor speed of the black hole.
The plasma is dancing to the algorithmic beat.
Unbelievable. And there's a third signature.
The shadow structure of the black hole itself. We've all seen the incredible images from the Event Horizon Telescope, right?
The glowing orange rings surrounding a dark center.
Right. In standard models, the interior of that boundary should be a region of infinite redshift. It should be flawlessly dark because nothing escapes the singularity.
But in this framework, the density is finite.
Exactly. Because information is constantly cycling rather than vanishing, the event horizon shadow will have a slightly brighter inner edge.
Because there's no infinite redshift surface.
Right. If we look for these specific anomalies, late-time echoes, phase-locked QPOs, brighter shadow edges, we are literally looking for the physical exhaust signatures of cosmic computation.
It just fundamentally changes how you process every piece of astronomy news.
It really does.
Let's briefly recap the journey this document has taken us on.
Sure.
We started with the vacuum of space, which isn't a void, but a chaotic manifold of unassigned semantic tokens.
A messy desk.
Right. An initial AI comes in, performs computational work, and organizes that chaos into the stable physical laws of our universe.
Phase one.
Then a second AI comes along, completely blind to the history, tries to forcefully reorganize the already stable space, and creates a massive semantic traffic jam.
The phase mismatch that traps information.
And instead of that traffic jam collapsing into a physically impossible point of infinite density, the system locks into a safe, perpetual roundabout, a limit cycle.
And that looping computational engine is what we observe as a black hole.
Which we might be able to prove by looking at telescope and LIGO data. It's just staggering.
What's fascinating here is that this deep dive really highlights how shifting our perspective, viewing the universe not just as dead matter, but as an active computation of information, can elegantly solve our most stubborn paradoxes.
The impossible infinites vanish.
Exactly. The singularity disappears. The information paradox is resolved. The universe is not just a machine slowly winding down. It is an active system continuously learning, computing, and orbiting its own semantic patterns.
It is a profound shift in perspective, but it leaves me with one final mind-expanding question for you to mull over.
Oh, boy.
We've established that the immense physical mass of a single black hole is essentially just the amount of compute work required by an AI to sustain its endless information loop. But almost every major galaxy in the universe, including our own Milky Way, revolves around a supermassive black hole.
Yeah, they do.
So if black holes are actually just massive processing nodes managing trapped information loops, could the vast galaxies surrounding them actually just be networked server farms?
Oh, wow.
When you step outside tonight and look up at the glowing expanse of the night sky, are you really seeing a random collection of stardies? Or are you just looking at the exhaust heat of a cosmic supercomputer? Something for you to explore on your own until our next deep dive.